It's the Roll Tide Radio Show every Friday morning from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. right here on ESPN Pensacola and brought to you by Ace Hardware on Highway 29 in Cantonment. Austin Price, Woody Waters here in the studio with you as always. Woody, wow. Okay, so I like to think that we typically have a lot to talk about. There's always a lot to discuss. First of all, happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
Happy belated Thanksgiving, that is. Hopefully it was good for you and for you listening. We hope you had a great Thanksgiving this year. And we hope you're enjoying some of the college football that's on today. But I'll tell you this, Woody, you and I did not enjoy the football we saw from Alabama last week.
No, it was hard to watch, to say the least.
Yeah, 24-3 to Oklahoma. Oklahoma entered the game 5-5. I always list positives, impact players, negatives. Man, for positives, I got nothing. If I'm not mistaken, this is the first time Bama's been held to just 3 points since 2004. And Milroe was the main problem. He was, once again, a turnover machine. His rushing was kept to a minimum. That forced him to pass more. And that's where he threw three interceptions, one of which was a pick six. And time of possession was rather lopsided as well. So this just all around was a horrible game for Alabama, but especially for your QB.
It was. I mean, he was totally out of sync, really wasn't ready to play, but it just wasn't him. It was the whole football team and the coaching staff, from my perspective. They wasn't a prepared football team.
Right.
I mean, there's no other way you can say that.
Yeah. Oklahoma, I know that defense was a big thing of theirs. We talked about that last week coming into this game. Their defense was a really saving grace for them early this year, but to see them just shut down Alabama this way, it was shocking. Well, the final score or the halftime score was 10-3, and you're like, okay, Bama's having a bumpy start, but they'll get it. They'll get it cooking, right? It's Oklahoma. Come on, man. You know, that's kind of the way we looked at it, and then that turned into 17-3. That turned into 24-3, and that clock's just tick, tick, ticking, and now it's like, okay, no, this is a Vanderbilt situation. Mm-hmm. This is not a matter of Bama having a slow start. This is not a matter of, just some fluky beginning, Bama will finish after four quarters. No, this was Bama being out of their element. They couldn't score on Oklahoma, and they couldn't stop Vandy. And I think both of those instances just kind of are both textbook examples of what we've been saying on a couple times throughout this season. Yep. You cannot look at a game anymore and just think we got it.
No. No. In fact, it was – Oklahoma was running a lot of the same plays Vandy ran.
Yep.
And option read stuff. And
a lot of quarterback mobility, Arnold.
And we couldn't stop it any more than we could stop it against Vandy.
Right.
It was pathetic, to be frank with you.
Well, I mean, I can't – what am I supposed to do, sit here and tell you you're wrong? As I said, this is offensively, I think, your worst game in two decades. So, yes, it's definitely bad. Milroe on the passing end, he only completed 11 of 26 passes, so not even 50%, 164 yards, as we said before, three interceptions. On the rushing end, as I said, he didn't do anything there. He was officially held to 15 carries for 7 yards. This was a guy that you and I, we always kind of try to – deliberate before we go live, kind of get our ducks in a row. And one of the main things you said was, man, he kind of looks like a running back at times. If your best ability is running, you're probably not the game leader, the offensive leader that we need you to be. Not at QB. That's what you hear about Lamar Jackson in the NFL, and that guy actually can pass more consistently than Milroe can. Mm-hmm. Jalen Milroe, one of your more statement wins this season was at LSU, and what did he do? He hauled it. He just ran up and down the field. We didn't see any great or an abundance of great passing plays from him. You can't be that kind of guy. You have to be able to operate a balanced offensive attack, especially when you play in the SEC, and especially when you play a high-caliber defense. And, yeah. And Milroe can't do that.
No. And what do you think Auburn's going to line up Saturday and do? Or try to do.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they're going to have one or two guys spying on Milroe every play, just like Oklahoma did.
Right.
And, you know, if Alabama's going to win the football game Saturday, he's got to throw the football.
Mm-hmm.
he can't line up and run the football against Auburn. They've got a pretty good rushing defense.
Oh, Auburn, yeah. Well, and that's going to be one of the most dominating things we talk about with, of course, the Iron Bowl glaring us straight in the face. Yeah, Auburn has exactly what Oklahoma had last week on paper, and that's they don't have as much of a dual threat QB in Peyton Thorne, but he can use his feet if he needs to. So, yeah, that's going to be a huge problem for y'all, mm-hmm. and that's a tricky rivalry game, period.
Yep.
I do want to give some credit where it's due to the offense as much as I can. First of all, congrats to your kicker, made the field goal. Second of all, Jeremy Bernard and Ryan Williams. Bernard had 4 catches, 60 yards. He was the leading receiver for Bama on the night, so good for him. Ryan Williams, his statistical impact was kind of marred because he did have a couple of callbacks, one of which, oh my God, amazing touchdown catch that was called back over a rather questionable penalty. And it is, it's Alabama can look at that, of course, and say, okay, well, what the heck's that all about? You know, I mean, this guy makes some illustrious catch and now some cryptic penalty that had no outcome on the play, or had no impact on the outcome. All of a sudden, that undoes everything. I can understand why Alabama would be upset about those moments, and I understand that Williams did do more than the numbers imply, but we've talked about Bama's discipline. We've talked about that being a problem, and that is still, with this being one of their more well-behaved games, do you know the penalties they committed in this game? Do you know how much it was for?
I don't recall.
4 penalties for 30 yards. That is one of their most disciplined games. Yeah. So it's a shame to see those penalties shine in such big moments when it did look like, at least by that criteria, Alabama was improving. But just let's not overthink it. Milroe has to have better ball control. We said that for weeks. He just started to look better, and now it all came crashing down. And in spite of it all, I have it on my notes here. Bama is ranked 13th in the country. Now, let me just, first of all, before I get into this, want to remind you, you're listening to the Roll Tide Radio Show every Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., right here on ESPN Pensacola. Brought to you by Ace Hardware on Highway 29 in Cantonment. I'm Austin Price, joined by Woody Waters here in the studio, here with you every Friday morning. And I'm kind of laying the groundwork for you here. Alabama is 13th. That means there are 2 teams that they need to fall out because we have to consider the Big 12 champ who's going to be in there. Mm-hmm. So, and right now that would be 16th ranked Arizona State. So we need 2 teams to fall. Clemson's 1 spot ahead of you. Clemson plays number 15, South Carolina. That game is absolutely losable. You know what I mean? Like, Clemson could definitely lose that game. And you would have the head-to-head win over them. So you'd get in over SC, and Clemson would be out of the hunt. That just leaves one more shoe to fall. And I think that shoe would probably be SMU. SMU's number 9 in the country. If they were to lose to Miami, they would be in close proximity to Alabama in the rankings. And maybe I'm just being a conspiracy theorist here, but if the way the committee has treated Bama in previous years is any implication, SMU with 2 losses is not getting in over Alabama.
No. No, not in that scenario. There is another possibility. I think Notre Dame plays USC this weekend.
Yeah, they go to USC.
And I think the spread on that game is only about 7 points.
Yeah, I don't think it's a huge spread.
So, I don't know. If USC can have one of their better games of the year, that may turn into something. But nonetheless, Alabama's got to have some help to get back in it,
yeah,
for sure.
And you and I were both saying, and it's I don't think we can sit here and pretend that this is an uncalled-for cheap shot when we say Alabama doesn't look the part. I mean, you said it yourself. Alabama doesn't deserve a playoff spot right now. And I agree with you because I think it's rather undeniable. 24-3 to Oklahoma. You now have 2 losses to 6-5 teams. 3 losses overall. Your win over LSU looks like it means a lot less now. So you've got 1 statement win, and it was over Georgia. And you blew a 28-0 lead in it. And it was at home. You're good. You're not great. You're not consistent. So people are looking here. That was one of the top takeaways from the CFP rankings Tuesday night. They're looking around saying, Is anybody gonna say it? What is Alabama doing here? Mm-hmm. And I think it's a fair question, but I will come to bat for the Tide, and that is with the fact that there's not many teams you can put ahead of them. Like, who else would you – I think there's one team that has an argument to go ahead of Alabama right now that's not already ahead of them, and that's Ole Miss. Ole Miss has the same record. They looked better against Georgia and SC. And while they don't have a good enough quality of loss when it comes to your opponent, they haven't been blown out by anybody. Alabama now has. So I think Ole Miss looks more competitive overall. They have an argument to be ahead of you. Outside of that, no one else really does. Next up is South Carolina. Well, you beat South Carolina. After that is Arizona State. Well, Arizona State's a two-loss Big 12 team. They don't have the statement wins and the strength of schedule that Alabama does. So when you look at that, it's like, okay, it's really starting to get fuzzy once you get just a couple spots behind them. So maybe Ole Miss goes ahead of Alabama. Outside of that, there's not really anyone here who has a great argument to jump them.
No. No. And but, I mean, Alabama just blew their road to the playoffs because – all they had to do was win.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And they went into Norman totally unprepared. I've never seen an Alabama football team as unprepared as this team was. And that falls on the coaching. That falls on the players. Falls on everybody.
Right.
And, you know, it just was an embarrassing situation for the school, for fans, and everything else.
No, you're absolutely right. As I said, I feel that's undeniable. I don't know how you have an optimist's point of view after losing 24-3. But Alabama, you're nonetheless in the hunt. And I do think you can compete with some of the teams up there. It's just a matter of what type of Milroe we're going to get, what type of offense we're going to get. And heck, yeah, we mentioned that Vandy game earlier, so I guess it rides on what kind of defense you're going to get. And all of this stuff is going to come into play with the Iron Bowl, as we said just a few minutes ago. But we'll touch more on that in a little bit. Just about a quarter after 10 here. You're listening to the Roll Tide Radio Show every Friday morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., right here on ESPN Pensacola, and brought to you by Ace Hardware on Highway 29 in Cantonment.
It's time for some football, and Ace Hardware in Cantonment is geared up with everything you'll need to make your cookout and tailgating party a winner.
Green 18!
Big Green Egg, Napoleon, and Traeger grills, tents, propane fills, Yeti coolers and tumblers, folding chairs, folding tables, and outdoor umbrellas, plus hardware items to get your patio, pool, or outside deck in winning shape. Think football, think Ace Hardware in Cantonment, and score big time. Ace Hardware, 1560 South Highway 29.
You've got so many chances to win big on Hard Rock Bet. Even a small bet can bring in that serious cash. All you need is a dollar and a dream.
Unbelievable, they've hit the parlay.
Let's go!
Big payouts for every kind of player.
Hard Rock Bet, roll with us.
Get up to $100 back if your first bet doesn't win. Payable and bonus bet up to $100, not a cash offer. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida, must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Please call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
Hey folks, when it comes to Christmas trees, don't get played by foreign plastic. Just like you wouldn't replace a prized QB with a mannequin. Don't replace American Farm Fresh trees with fake foreign plastic. These farm families are the MVPs of Christmas, growing champions right here on American soil. They're not sitting on the bench. They're out there every day growing real Christmas traditions. Make the winning choice, Farm Fresh Christmas trees, not foreign plastic that pollutes. Visit GetRealKeepItReal.com to find your local farm MVP.
GNC is hitting the holidays hard this year with huge buy one, get one 50% off savings on all of your favorites. Yes, all, as in all your favorites from Ghost, Alani Nu, Prime, Optimum Nutrition, Beyond Raw, Nugenics, and more. Everything you need for the runners, lifters, yogis, and I gotta get in shapers on your list. Buy one, get one 50% off, and it's all happening now through December 3rd. Shop GNC and live well through the holidays.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $33.99. Get the parts you need, when you need them. At AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants chips?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar?
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hey, if you own or manage a business in the greater Pensacola area, how would you like to get your business in front of men ages 25 to 54? Well, that's who listens to ESPN Pensacola.
Hey!
Okay, men ages 25 to 54 and Sarah.
Excuse me?
And Jill. Whether it be a radio ad with ESPN Pensacola or online through ADX Digital, we can come up with the best solutions for you. Get in front of men ages 25 to 54 and Sarah and Jill.
Woohoo! Yeah!
Just go to our website, ESPNPensacola.com, click on the sales opportunity.
Today in NFL play, the Black Friday matchup has the Las Vegas Raiders taking on the Kansas City Chiefs at 1:30 p.m. on ESPN Pensacola.
You're listening to the Roll Tide Radio Show every Friday morning from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. right here on ESPN Pensacola and brought to you by Ace Hardware on Highway 29 in Cantonment. You can listen to ESPN Pensacola on 1330 a.m., 99.1 FM, and on your ESPN Pensacola mobile app. You can also find this episode of the Roll Tide Radio Show and all previous episodes along with some other podcasts at the local podcast page on ESPNPensacola.com. With all of that said, I'm Austin Price here in the studio with Woody Waters. As always, Woody, my goodness. So where we left off, we were talking about Oklahoma, inexplicable win over Alabama. Better yet, an inexplicable loss that Alabama had to Oklahoma. They now have Auburn. And I don't think we have to really talk each other's ears off as far as why this is an important game, especially now that Alabama doesn't control their own destiny. Auburn's fighting for a bowl. And this rivalry is always tricky. Heck, it was tricky last year. So what? First impressions, my friend, what do you got?
Well, I have a lot of concerns after last Saturday's what I got.
Well, Austin, I'm scared, my friend.
No, this game is a rivalry game. It's a rivalry game every year. It's the two in-state schools. It's for bragging rights for 365 days a year.
Yep.
And the way the one ended last year, that Auburn hadn't forgot it, because if it was on the other foot, Alabama wouldn't have forgot it. So, you know, I'm just concerned about us on what we're going to see when Alabama gets on the field Saturday.
Right. Man, that was the main thing we discussed last segment. What type of Alabama are we going to see here? And when I say Alabama, like 95% of that I'm referring to Jalen Milroe. Is this going to be I said this on the glass half full last hour. Is this going to be a matter of Jalen, you know, looking like a Heisman candidate, or is it going to look like you or me out there just trying to dish the rock? I just don't know who we're going to see. He's either NFL or JUCO week by week. I will say this, because I hinted at this a little while ago. Auburn is looking like Oklahoma 2.0 on paper. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma's a physical defense, a capitalistic defense. So is Auburn. You're not going to score much on this team. They have a strong rushing game in Jarquez Hunter. He had what? In that win over Texas A&M last week, and we'll touch more on that in a moment, he had 130 rushing yards, I believe. So Jarquez is phenomenal. And he's a 1,200-yard rusher this season. Then you've got Peyton Thorne, their QB. He had some turnover issues of his own. He's greatly improved, it looks like. And while he's not the dual threat that Jackson Arnold guy was, I mean, Jackson Arnold was almost solely running for the Sooners last week, Peyton can use his legs in a pinch. So, yeah. Mobile quarterback, somewhat elusive, great running game, physical defense. If we have learned anything, that is going to give you the best chance of beating the Crimson Tide this year. I mean, thoughts on that? Anything to add? I mean, I'm not trying to make it all sound doom and gloom here, but come on, man, you got to save me. What's Alabama got in their corner?
Well, they've got to replace their best linebacker because he's out after last Saturday. He's out for the season. So they're going to slot Jeffries in, or Jefferson, I believe his name is. He's going to take over play calling duties for the defense. And he's good, but he just hadn't had a lot of experience.
Right.
So, I mean, Alabama's just going to have to play sound gap defense. I mean, a lot better than they played the last half of the season, right, for sure. You know, and get after it and see where the chips fall.
Right. And I don't want to ignore this. Auburn offensively talked about their rushing end, but also their passing game, assuming Peyton Thorne isn't a turnover machine like he has been before. Passing game's looking really tough by the numbers. Every game, I mentioned this on War Eagle Weekly yesterday, every game on ESPN here, it shows you the leading passer entering the game, the leading rusher, and the leading receiver. Well, Auburn has all of them. Peyton Thorne has been the superior passer to Milroe because Milroe is more of a runner. Jarquez Hunter, as I said, he's got almost 1,150 yards to his name on the season through on the ground. And then Keandre Lambert-Smith, Auburn wide receiver, who's been a very big name for the Tigers this season. He's got almost 900 yards to his name. And Cam Coleman is another one, known for making the big boy grabs in the end zone, being very difficult. He's a freshman wide receiver, I believe. Mm-hmm. Very difficult to contain. So this is an Auburn team that is really playing. They see that you're still in the playoff hunt. They see that they're fighting for a bowl. They are going to bust their humps to try to beat the snot out of the Tide. And it's just a matter, I agree with you, of just boxing them in, playing aggressive defense, and just trying to shut them down. I think you can do it. Auburn's on the road. Y'all are unbeaten at home. Auburn's hungover. But it's a tall order physically.
Well, it is. And if Auburn's going to win this football game, they'll do it running the football game. I mean, running the football.
Right.
And which means they'll be winning the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. We have to win the line of scrimmage.
Right.
And to win this football game.
Also, I think it's worth noting that history's not on your side. Not on our side, but on DeBoer's side.
Right.
Nick Saban is the only Alabama head coach to beat Auburn in Tuscaloosa. It's kind of a misleading statistic, but it's nonetheless true. Not only that, if DeBoer were to win this weekend, he would be the first head coach since Gene Francione in 2001 to win the Iron Bowl in his first year. So history is not on his side at all, as I said. But I think that stuff doesn't matter. You can't focus on the history. You can't focus on the playoff. You can't focus on any of that. You have to focus on Auburn and only Auburn. And as I said, what's really scaring me with the Tigers, they're going to be hungover, man. They just caught Texas A&M with their pants down because A&M was looking ahead to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I think I give Auburn credit for the game, sure, but I think that is the only reason A&M actually lost that game. It's one thing for Auburn to play them tough, but to win, especially with the amount of points they put up, I just think that was all A&M looking past the Tigers. So I'm not sold on Auburn as much as I'm making it out to be. But it's just going to be brutal. And this kind of points towards a bigger thing. I'm going to use the A&M thing to tether into some of the SEC hierarchy stuff today. Texas A&M, if they beat Texas in Kyle Field, they will make the SEC title game, correct?
Yep.
Against Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I think Texas is fine, they're just honestly, because they're third. So even if they lose,
yeah,
they should be in a position they're not going to fall out.
They only have one loss, right?
Yep. Now, it was an ugly one. It was at home. It was by double digits to Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And that's easily the toughest team they've played. But they did nonetheless win the rest of their games. So I think this would be a big moment for them, but they're not going to be – I don't think they're circling it like A&M is. I think Texas, if they know, hey, listen, we're set, I think they're not going to be worrying as much about it, and that's why I think A&M was circling it like they were. But, I mean, right now, I'll ask you this. If it's Texas or Texas A&M facing Georgia in the SEC title game, how do you think that unfolds?
I think Georgia blows them out.
You think Georgia blows out whoever makes it? Doesn't matter.
Well, not as much. If it's Texas and Georgia, I think it will be a competitive ball game.
Yeah, rematches can be tricky.
Yeah. If it's A&M, I think Georgia would win by at least a couple of touchdowns.
Really? I don't know. Maybe A&M is just saving all their juice for the Longhorns. That could be the case. Maybe they beat up on Texas and then, as you said, just go straight into Atlanta and get ran off the field. That could happen. Wow. I mean, I don't know. The SEC, it's looking really tough at the top, but also then you got Alabama, then you got Ole Miss, then you got South Carolina, all these teams looking that are trying to still make the playoff. And that's what I was talking to Jordan about last hour. South Carolina is still sitting here thinking, hey, we have a chance. We have a chance. If we beat the snot out of Clemson and Alabama loses to Auburn, whoa, do we have an argument to get in over Ole Miss, even though they killed us earlier this season? So the SEC is looking really deep right now. It's looking really chaotic. Alabama-Auburn's just kind of the tip of the iceberg here. Man, I don't know what to make of this game. As far as Auburn, even defensively, I don't know what we're going to get here. Auburn gave up 41 points to Texas A&M. They scored a lot, and that was an outlier, but their defense was an outlier as well. I don't know if that's just a fluke or if that's the new rule going into this game.
I don't know that there'll be that many points scored in this game. Typically, the Alabama-Auburn game
is lower scoring.
Is a lower scoring game.
Yeah, that's true. And so, and as I said, Auburn's defense has typically been good. It's not like you gave up a ton of points to Oklahoma either. So I agree with you that it is probably going to be on the lower scoring end. But gosh, I mean, if I have not voiced it well enough, I'm just looking at the SEC hierarchy right now. I'm looking at some of these games this weekend. I'm looking at the SEC title game implications. I'm looking at everything about Auburn and Alabama heading into the Iron Bowl. And it really is chaos on the SEC side. We knew this could happen when we saw the whole Cannibal Conference talk and all the depth. But, wow, this is looking brutal. I don't want to give who I think is going to win. I will say there's a lot of red flags against both sides. But Alabama, I think, being at home is actually going to be a bigger difference maker than history implies, and I think it's going to be a bigger difference maker than a lot of Alabama fans might think.
Yeah. I think Alabama's going to win the football game, but it's going to be a dogfight.
Yeah.
It always is.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. I mean, last year, we always talk about this, but Auburn getting beat up by New Mexico State all just to give Alabama a scare coming down to the final play. It is. It's a rivalry game. I don't try to excuse when a visibly superior team struggles, but it's nonetheless, Auburn is always circling the tide on their schedule. And even when coming off of A&M, that could very well still be a concern, even if Auburn is hungover or whatever it was I said earlier. Just whatever that stuff I said. 10:30 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Roll Tide Radio Show every Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. right here on ESPN Pensacola, brought to you by Ace Hardware on Highway 29 in Cantonment. When we return, we'll be talking about some of this chaos that I tried to illustrate with my voice that's going around the SEC, not just this weekend, but also today. With the Egg Bowl and Georgia Tech and Georgia, I think we could see a couple of upset alerts there. And, of course, there's some throughout the weekend as well. We got details on all that and more coming up.
It's time for some football, and Ace Hardware in Cantonment is geared up with everything you'll need to make your cookout and tailgating party a win.
Green and tea!
Big Green Egg, Napoleon, and Traeger grills, tents, propane fills, Yeti coolers and tumblers, folding chairs, folding tables, and outdoor umbrellas, plus hardware items to get your patio, pool, or outside deck in winning shape. Think football, think Ace Hardware in Cantonment, and score big time. Ace Hardware, 1560 South Highway 29.
War Eagle fans, the Big Auburn Football Watch Party is Saturday at O'Reilly's Irish Pub downtown. O'Reilly's is home of the Greater Pensacola Auburn Club and the perfect spot to root your Tigers on. O'Reilly's with TV screens throughout the bar, delicious eats from pub bites to sandwiches, wings, football platters, and full meal fares. Quench your thirst from a huge variety of beers, beverages, and extensive bar selections. The Auburn Football Watch Party, Saturday at O'Reilly's Irish Pub, 321 South Palafox Street, downtown. War Eagle!
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
Shop Dell Technologies Black Friday event for their lowest prices of the year. The future is on sale today with limited time deals on select PCs like the XPS 16 that accelerate AI with Intel Core Ultra processors. Black Friday is their biggest sale of the year and the best time to upgrade, but it's only here for a limited time. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
All right, gentlemen, this is Emmitt Smith on behalf of Depend, and I've got the perfect play. Run straight to your doctor's office for a life-changing catch. Because when prostate cancer is caught early, it's up to 99% treatable, and one blood test might be all it takes. And now through November, Depend is donating to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for select purchases. Talk about a great play.
From September 1st to November 30th, Depend is donating 40 cents to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for Depend Shield Guards Real Fit products purchased in the U.S. up to a maximum of $300,000 void in Mississippi.
Adam Schefter here with Vivid Seats. We've got some late-breaking news coming out of the stands. According to multiple sources, Vivid Seats fans are scoring rewards on every purchase and at a rapid pace. Obviously, these rewards are a game-changer, and coupled with their MVP-worthy ticket selection, why get tickets anywhere else? Don't drop the ball this season. Shop with Vivid Seats and earn rewards on every ticket. And as the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code Schefter. That's code Schefter.
Sunday, the Chargers clash with the Falcons at 11 a.m. Then at 7 p.m., the 49ers rumble with the Buffalo Bills on ESPN Pensacola.
Listening to the Roll Tide Radio Show every Friday morning from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. right here on ESPN Pensacola and brought to you by Ace Hardware on Highway 29 in Cantonment. Austin Price and Woody Waters here in the studio with you. All right, Woody, last segment. I tried my best to make an open-ended yap session to essentially just illustrate that the SEC is very chaotic right now at the top. When you look at some of the teams that are on the brink of playoff potential, and even further on down. And we've got a couple of games today, and obviously the rest of the slate tomorrow, that could very well be deciding games and how the SEC sits going into the postseason. Starting with Ole Miss and Mississippi State at 2:30 this afternoon. They play the Egg Bowl on ABC. I see this as an upset alert. Ole Miss, sure, they're on the brink of the playoff stuff. As I said, they are number 14. I feel they have an argument to be ranked ahead of Bama. They're sitting here with rather convincing wins against Georgia and South Carolina. They're thinking they're for real. They've been competitive in all of their losses. But Mississippi State has played teams tough. This is a rivalry driven on hate. Mississippi State is playing for nothing else other than to just say, ha-ha, we ruined your season. But Ole Miss is nonetheless favored by 25.5. Do you think Ole Miss covers that spread?
I don't know that they'll cover the spread. I think Ole Miss is going to win the football game.
I'm taking Ole Miss as well.
But I wouldn't give 25 points.
Me neither. I want to say it was as much as 27 this time yesterday morning, and I just don't buy that at all. Mississippi State, I get that they have struggled. They're 2-9, 0-7 in conference play. They're a terrible team right now, undeniable. But they played Georgia tough. They played A&M tough. They played Texas kind of tough. What was it? Halfway through the game, that was looking rather competitive. So Mississippi State's not a pushover. And as I said, this rivalry is driven on hate. This is a team where, listen, I just hate you, and I'm going to beat the snot out of you, and I'm going to circle this game, and I'm especially going to circle it when I've got nothing to lose. So Ole Miss needs to look out for these guys. I think it's going to be a scrappy game. I will take the Rebels in Oxford, but they don't win by 25.5. Speaking of games where I think the spread is a bit too generous, number 7 Georgia hosts Georgia Tech. I'm going to warn you right now, something that I've been talking about over the last 20 minutes today is overlooking teams, trap games. Georgia's clinched a spot in the SEC title game, and they know they can beat Texas. They're not looking at Georgia Tech. I know this is another hate-filled rivalry, but I genuinely believe Georgia could overlook the Yellow Jackets here, and Georgia Tech is 7-4, looking to finish the regular season with 8 wins, and they beat Miami. What do you think? Georgia's still favored by 18.
By 18?
Yeah.
I think Georgia's going to win simply because of Kirby. Kirby's not going to allow those players to be in that overlook mindset. He's going to have them focused. And if it was anybody other than Kirby, I'd agree with you. But I think Georgia's going to win the game.
I don't know. I gave Ole Miss a bit more of a benefit of the doubt because they are locked in on the playoffs. They know it's no room for error. But Georgia's like, dude, this game, outside of bragging rights, doesn't mean too much. We can lose this game. We can get ran off the field in this game. Not like they're going to try to, but it's just a matter of we can do that and still be just one win away from the playoff. I just don't know if Georgia is going to be locked in like Ole Miss is going to be on Mississippi State because they do have the room for error. So I'll take Georgia in Athens, but they don't win by 18, honestly. The more I talk about it, the more I'm convincing myself that it's going to be very, very tight-knit. I'll take Georgia by 6 or 7.
Yeah. It could be very well be a really tight ball game.
Last year, what was it, 31-23? Yeah. I mean, it was a close game last season.
Yeah, but Brent Key's done a really good job with Tech.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's got them on the right road, and they're going to play Georgia tough, but I don't think they got enough horses to go up against all the ones Georgia's got.
Yeah, Georgia definitely the better-built team on paper. There's no denying that. And that could be the prime difference maker here. All right, number 8, Tennessee, heading to Vanderbilt. Speaking of a mismatch on paper, this is one of them. No knock on Vandy. They've had a great year. And they're at home, and they're trying to play spoiler. They're trying to clinch a winning record is what they're trying to do. They're 6-5 right now. The only problem is Tennessee – they are in that similar Ole Miss mode where it's like, okay, we know this makes or breaks us. Vandy has had a stronger hand in this rivalry in recent years than you would think. And while Tennessee has improved since then, so has Vandy. But, I mean, the Vols know, look, we got a loss to Arkansas and we got a double-digit loss to Georgia. If we lose this game, we are out because we lost, we will have lost to 3 opponents. They would still have the edge over Bama, but I don't know how much that's being gauged at this point, considering that Tennessee only won in Knoxville by 7. So I'm rambling again. Bottom line is, going to Vanderbilt, this looks like an upset alert, but I think Tennessee is going to be locked in and they'll win. They're currently favored by 11.
I'd be shocked if Tennessee doesn't win that ball game. But, again, this is a rivalry.
Yeah.
And
it's in Nashville, which means something now.
And it could happen. So I don't know. I don't know that they'll win by 11, maybe closer. I think it's either going to be close, or if it's not going to be close, Tennessee will blow them out.
Okay.
It's one of those types.
You either got it being a close Tennessee win or a big Tennessee win. Right. It's just a matter of how much the Vols win by. I can get behind that. As I said, I think if Tennessee were in a position to overlook Vandy, they probably could. Alabama knows better than anyone not to overlook Vandy in Nashville. But Tennessee, they know they've got a win here. I think they've got it. Number 15, South Carolina, at number 12, Clemson, keeping with the theme of teams that have to win. Clemson, one spot ahead of Alabama. They're currently the first team out of the playoff today. They are trying to make an example out of the Gamecocks, who are coming to Death Valley. But the Gamecocks, as we mentioned earlier, they're sitting around saying, whoa, we're still in this as well. Clemson favored only by 3. That is strictly home field advantage there. Do you think the Gamecocks will get it done, or do you think Clemson squeaks by?
I think South Carolina has a tremendous chance to win the ball game.
Oh, they certainly do. Yeah.
Especially the way they've been playing.
Yeah.
They've been playing hard-nosed football. They've got probably one of the better defensive lines in the conference. And they're going to play Clemson tough.
Well, and when you look at who they've lost to, whom they've lost to, and you look at how, I genuinely think South Carolina is the best three-loss team currently. I know Alabama beat them head-to-head. I know Ole Miss beat them head-to-head. But right now, they are looking pretty hot. And they only lost to Bama in Tuscaloosa by two. They had that blown lead to LSU. They lost that game by three. And, you know, LSU trying to win eight games this weekend. We'll get more on them in a minute. But South Carolina is far better than their record implies. I think Clemson's kind of a weak 9-2, personally. They struggled with Pitt. They got beat up by Louisville. They got ran off the field early by Georgia. They don't really have any statement win. So at them being at home is going to be their only saving grace here, but I don't think it'll be enough. I'll take South Carolina to win 31-27-ish. All right, Louisville at Kentucky. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. This game is the reason the committee looks at the SEC and ACC the way that they do. Kentucky is 4-7. Louisville is 7-4. Last year, Kentucky was barely a bowl team, and Louisville was a 10-win team, and somehow Kentucky beat them. Kentucky's won like three or four straight in this rivalry, and they are at home, though this is a worse team. But Louisville favored only by four on the road. What do you got?
Kentucky could very well pull it out.
They could.
They're playing at home, and you know, even though they shouldn't, they very well could.
I think Louisville will win, but I think the spread is very much deserved. I know it's not really professional to justify what you think about this game based on previous installments from years past, but I just can't get past Kentucky's ownership of Louisville. I don't know why that is such a problem for the Cardinals, but I just know that it has been one. And Kentucky did beat Ole Miss, and they played Georgia tough. So they're one of those teams that you just don't know who you're going to see. So I'll take Louisville, but they do not have an easy Saturday tomorrow. Arkansas at Missouri. Well, actually, before we get into them, they can wait for a plug here. You're listening to the Roll Tide Radio Show every Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Right here on ESPN Pensacola, brought to you by Ace Hardware on Highway 29 in Cantonment. Austin Price and Woody Waters with you, kind of going through some of the SEC games here, some of the upset alerts that we're seeing. And I do think this is one of them. Arkansas is 6-5. They go to Missouri. This is proof that Missouri is overrated. They're only favored by three. You're a ranked team hosting a 6-5 opponent, and you're only favored by a whopping field goal? Don't even get me started. Do you think Arkansas can get it done?
Possibly. If their quarterback's healthy. Yeah, he's been banged up. But if he's healthy, yeah, they can get it done.
I think Arkansas is bitter over last year. They had a huge brawl last year. You can argue Mizzou kind of ran up the score 48-10. It's pretty flagrant. Eli Drinkwitz, man, that guy, he's a yapper. Like, he's like me. He's like me on this show. He just talks. He rambles, talking about, like, other teams and talking about his own team. And, yeah, he's just nonstop. And they're at home. I think that's going to be a deciding factor here. I think that's the only reason Mizzou's favored. But I'll take them to win. This is not going to be a gimme, though. This isn't going to be the 48-10 that we saw last year.
No, I think it's going to be a fairly close ball game.
Yeah, so Elijah Drinkwitz, or as he's known online, Dorkwitz, I'm sure, you know, he'll talk a big game, but we won't see one as big. Florida goes to Florida State. All right, Florida State's 2-9, coming off a statement win over Charleston Southern. Florida, you want to talk about actual statement wins. They beat LSU by double digits and just beat a top 15 Ole Miss. One of the greatest bounce back stories. Billy Napier and these Gators here. Mm-hmm. They go to Tallahassee. They're favored by 16.5. I have them covering that. Do you?
Yeah, I think they will. I think Florida will will win and win big.
Yeah, I've got it being probably around 33-10, I think was the score prediction that I gave earlier, or last hour on the glass half full. And I stand by it. Florida's going to put up a decent amount of points, but I think they're also not going to try to run up the score, not going to try to be mean. They're just going to try to plow through, you know, enter the postseason with a bang. Florida State, they're just going to go out with a whimper, and it's upsetting. But we at 2-9, what do you expect? All right, Oklahoma at LSU. OU, obviously riding high. I'm sure they've got their head in the clouds. They got to go to Death Valley at 6 p.m. tomorrow. LSU's trying to finish 8-4 on the regular season. They are only favored by 6. I wouldn't be surprised if LSU wins this game by more than that.
I wouldn't either. Because LSU, I would think, is going to do something totally different than what Alabama tried to do. And that's throw the football. Because LSU's going to have to throw the football because they don't want, their running game is not up to par.
Right.
And so, but I can't see it being another similar game to the Alabama game. I think LSU will win the football game by, as you said, by more than what the spread is, because I can't see Oklahoma not coming down to earth yet from what they did against Alabama.
Yeah, their head's still a little bit too big. But, you know, in all seriousness, yeah, they're going to Death Valley after a huge win. That's always tough. But if they try to force LSU to pass, it's not going to be nearly as detrimental as it was for Alabama. Garrett Nussmeier on the season, thrown for almost 3,500 yards, 23 touchdowns. I mean, the guy, he's just a far better passer than Milroe. Yeah. So I'm not really concerned about LSU here. But being in Death Valley, I think, is the prime difference maker. So give me LSU. And they probably cover that 6-point spread. And last but certainly not least, I cannot stress enough how not least this game is. Number 3, Texas, goes to number 20, Texas A&M. As I said last segment, this is a very deciding game. Texas may think that, you know what, hey, we're golden no matter what. You know what, I'm going to say it. I didn't want to say it last segment, but I'm going to say it now. Do you think Texas may try to lose this game? I know that may not be in the Sark formula typically. That may not be in his mission statement. But think strategically here. I know rematches are tricky for the first victor. But Texas nonetheless knows, hey, we can get beat up in Austin by Georgia. Do we really want to rematch them in their home state, in Atlanta? Because that could either way, we're going to finish with 2 losses potentially, and we'll make the bracket. So why not just kind of, if you don't give this to the Aggies, I think you're solely just doing it for sport.
Knowing Sark, I just don't think he's going to be of that mindset. I think he's going to want to win the ball game outright.
And as I said, this, you would be winning because it's a rivalry.
Right.
You know, if this were just some random opponent, maybe, this is a revived rival, one that didn't want you even coming into the conference.
Right.
I don't think you just want to surrender a game to them and give them an SEC title game appearance.
No, well, you got to look at those two schools. They literally hate each other.
Yeah.
With a passion.
Right.
And it's gonna be a bloodbath, and whoever can be last man standing, probably is who's gonna win the football game.
So again, Texas, if they're going to try their hardest to win this game, they're going to do it solely for sport. They're going to do it solely for bragging rights. But your point is, that sounds pretty on par with this rivalry, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think.
And I think them playing at A&M, that's going to play a big part.
Oh, no. College Station's going to be going buck wild.
You know, I can see, very easily, I can see A&M winning this football game.
I'll take A&M. I took them last hour, and I'll take them now. Texas is favored by 5.5. I got Texas A&M by 6. The score prediction I had earlier this week was 27-21. I think I mentioned it to you, Woody. The only reason A&M lost to Auburn is because they were circling this game.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. If they didn't have this game on the horizon, they wouldn't have lost to the Tigers. Yeah.
Their coach gave that away early.
Right. Yeah, with the 21-0 hole. But to their credit, they did bring it back. But, you know, it looked like it was too little too late. All for naught. Either way, Texas A&M circling this one for sure. And I do. I think they get it done in College Station this weekend. You're listening to the Roll Tide Radio Show every Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. right here on ESPN Pensacola. You can listen to ESPN Pensacola on 99.1 FM, 1330 a.m., and on your ESPN Pensacola mobile app. And the show, of course, once again, brought to you by Ace Hardware on Highway 29 in Cantonment. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll look at some of the bigger rivalry games that are happening outside of the SEC, just nationwide, and we'll get some last thoughts on those.
It's time for some football, and Ace Hardware in Cantonment is geared up with everything you'll need to make your cookout and tailgating party a win.
Green 18!
Big Green Egg, Napoleon, and Traeger grills, tents, propane fills, Yeti coolers and tumblers, folding chairs, folding tables, and outdoor umbrellas, plus hardware items to get your patio, pool, or outside deck in winning shape. Think football, think Ace Hardware in Cantonment, and score big time. Ace Hardware, 1560 South Highway 29.
Hi, it's Flint Lockwood here in Swallow Falls. My friends and I have just discovered some amazing living foodimals, but we've also discovered an urgent matter that needs our help. According to my calculations, 1 in 5 kids in America struggles with hunger. Our latest mission is to help solve hunger by teaming up with the Feeding America Network to get food to kids facing hunger in communities across the country.
Help Flint and the Feeding America Network of food banks get food to the people who need it in your community. Find your local Feeding America food bank at feedingamerica.org/hunger.
Together, we're feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
At the Home Depot, we know Saturdays are for college football. That's why we have everything you need to never miss a play, like Bear Dynasty Interior Paint, their most durable one-coat hide paint ever. From a team color statement wall to a fan cave, complete with a mural honoring Nick Saban's 17-year dynasty.
Hey, I like that idea.
Nothing beats Bear Dynasty Interior Paint. It's everything you need all in one can.
Defend your game time with Bear and the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Valid only when tinted to colors from the Bear Dynasty and Marquee Interior One-Coat Hide Color Collection.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, be 21.
Hey folks, when it comes to Christmas trees, don't get played by foreign plastic. Just like you wouldn't replace a prized QB with a mannequin. Don't replace American Farm Fresh trees with fake foreign plastic. These farm families are the MVPs of Christmas, growing champions right here on American soil. They're not sitting on the bench. They're out there every day growing real Christmas traditions. Make the winning choice, Farm Fresh Christmas trees, not foreign plastic that pollutes. Visit GetRealKeepItReal.com to find your local farm MVP.
Not sure how much you know about Progressive Insurance. You may know us for insuring your home and auto. You may know a couple of our commercials. But what you may not know is that since 2013, Progressive has been honoring veterans with vehicle donations through the annual Keys to Progress Veteran Vehicle Giveaway Program, giving back to those who gave so much. Now, you probably didn't wake up today saying, I really wish I knew more about Progressive Insurance, but this seemed like the type of thing people would mind hearing about. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM is your home for the NFL primetime games on the radio. That's Thursday night football, Sunday night football, and Monday night football. Also, be sure to catch the early games Sunday mornings when the NFL is traveling overseas. So how do you know which games we're carrying? Easy. Just follow us on Facebook / ESPN Pensacola. ESPN Pensacola, all sports, all the time.
It's the Roll Tide Radio Show every Friday morning from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. right here on ESPN Pensacola and brought to you by Ace Hardware on Highway 29 in Cantonment. Austin Price and Woody Waters here in the studio with you as always. And Woody, it's already 10:57, so we'll just hit a couple of the biggest hitters here throughout this rivalry week, because some of the biggest games coincidentally are in the SEC. All right, tomorrow morning, Michigan at Ohio State. Mm-hmm. It's a big rivalry by brand, not as much by ranking. Ohio State number two, they're at home. Michigan 6-5. OSU favored by 19.5.
OSU.
Yeah, Buckeyes big. No offense to the Wolverines, but it's just I don't see it happening. Mentioned this one earlier this hour. Notre Dame number 5 at USC. Notre Dame's kind of fed on the week. They're going to 6-5 USC and only favored by 7.5 in the process. Do you think the Trojans kind of scare the Irish here?
It's a possibility.
I think they will, like early in this game, Notre Dame may pull away. I think it may be one of those moments.
Okay.
And I think another one is number 6 Miami at Syracuse. Syracuse is 8-3. Miami, you want to talk about feeding on the weak. My goodness. And they have a nasty habit of waking up late. So I could see this being a very close game that Miami pulls away, and they're only favored by 11.
Yeah. They're playing it. They're in playing Syracuse. Up there, right? In Syracuse. They're playing in the dome.
Yes. Which is known to be a jarring environment.
Yeah, that's
quite a travel.
Been a tough place to play.
Right.
I could see that being a good tight ball game.
And here's one that's that could be pivotal in the Big 12 title game hunt. Number 16 Arizona State goes to Arizona. This is one of those rivalries that's known for being tricky. ASU favored by 8.5 as they travel to Tucson. Arizona's 4-7 on the year. I think the Sun Devils win.
Sun Devils.
But
yeah.
I don't know. That one may not be a blowout. And then lastly here, very quickly, number 24 Kansas State and number 18 Iowa State. Speaking of pivotal Big 12 games, these two are facing off. Iowa State barely favored. They are at home after all. But I've got K-State winning this one by a couple scores.
K-State's been playing good. I could see that too.
Yeah, and I think they're a significantly more proven team than Iowa State is throughout this season overall. All right, final stretch. Alabama, Auburn. Who do you have, my friend, and by how many?
I got Bama 30-17.
Really? I got Bama 31-21. I've got the Tide. I think there's just too many red flags for Auburn. I think they may just be hung up. I know history's on their side, but they go to Tuscaloosa, hung over after the A&M game. Bama's unbeaten at home. I don't know. But we'll see next week. You're listening to the Roll Tide Radio Show every Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. right here on ESPN Pensacola. See you next Friday.
You're listening to ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. All sports, all the time. WEBY, Milton, Pensacola.